when you walk in here, you can kiss your mommy's goodbye.
That's funny. So before we go to deer, we're going to do the resolutions regarding the petitions that we voted on yesterday.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, again, Tom Kirschman with the Wildlife Division. You should all have three sheets in front of you, 19-13, 14, and 15, which are the three resolutions which will address your denial of the three petitions and your discussions yesterday. So, Mr. Chairman, if I may, 19-13 would be in respect, looking at your commission booklet, would be number 11 in there, the East River deer season petition. What I'm going to do is just go over briefly a couple of the key points that we put in the resolution based on your discussion yesterday for that denial purpose. And if you go towards the bottom of 19-13, the three bottom whereas, the first one talks about how the commission had the discussion and made the determination last year to end all hunting, deer hunting seasons on January 1, beginning with the 2018 hunting season. A lot of that resulted based on discussions and concern expressed by the public about additional pressure being applied on deer later in the winter, and that we also heard concerns over bucks shedding their antlers later in that season as well, ultimately resulting in a January 1 closure of all deer hunting seasons. The second whereas, based on those discussions and looking at the time frame that the petitioner requested, looking ahead, if that were to be implemented, the latest closure date based on the petition would have been January 9th. So it would have been an example in 2022. The real part of the discussion is the bottom whereas there. The East River late season antlerless dates were reinstated by the commission in 2018 for hunting opportunity, but was purposely structured so that it did not overlap the holiday seasons with the justification of landowners, in particular not having to deal with the activity associated with deer hunting seasons, as well as that hunting activity fatigue that was talked about yesterday in your discussions. And if you turn the page over, there's one more whereas at the top that also inserted that the commission and department respects and appreciate the service of our military personnel. We never questioned that and just wanted to make sure, felt that that was appropriate and important to include in this resolution. So, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission, if that meets the desires based on your discussion yesterday for denial, then we would ask for your adoption of resolution 19-13.
Mr. Chairman, move adoption of resolution 19-13.
Second? Any discussion? No discussion. All in favor of passing resolution 19-13, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Passes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll turn the next.